All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
We don't have to wait any longer for our next guest. If he's ready, you like that transition there? I did that pretty well, I thought. If our guest is ready, he can leave us a thumbs up. There we go. All right. Joining us now, he is going to compete in the JCW Jersey J-Cup this weekend. He's kind of at a disadvantage. He's in a five-way match. I don't know about this. I feel like there's things against him, working against him in there. It's Charles Mason joining us now on the show. Charles, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, I heard you say a disadvantage. It's the second time I've kind of had the odds stacked against me in this J-Cup. And I kind of get why. Right, I'm a dangerous man myself, and it probably takes more than one person to get me out. I don't think anybody would be happy seeing me leave with that J Cup and that championship.
Now, when you learned of the bracket and you saw, okay, you've got Fuego del Sol, Mr. Danger, Sydney Akeem, Teriyaki. Besides the fact that, all right, why are they putting me against four people where everybody else, outside of the triple threat match between Jack Cartwheel, Marcus Mathers, and Jackson Drake, why am I getting four opponents? What were your thoughts when you saw these four opponents?
Yeah, I mean, I think I deserve a marquee opponent, and instead they put me up against people like Mr. Danger, who I've been in the ring with before and I've beaten before. Fuego del Sol, now, Fuego's the one that kind of stands out, as well as Sydney Akeem. I've never faced Sydney before, but me and Fuego have a bit of a history. And then there's Teriyaki. I don't know who that is. I've never been around him, never met him. So I take offense to this matchup, you know. But if I win, when I win, the second round is intriguing. I don't want to look too far ahead, but I face whoever comes out victorious between Atticus and Joey. And Joey, I've beaten before, I faced before Atticus. Now that's intriguing. That's something that makes me salivate, just the thought of being in the ring with Atticus Kogar.
So you say you're looking forward to coming out. Who's going to come out the winner of that matchup? Is there anyone else in the bracket that you wouldn't mind seeing coming up in the Jersey J-Cup?
There's a few people. Right on the opposite side, because I'm going to win my bracket. I think that's a foregone conclusion. On the other side, there's one matchup that I'm interested in seeing the results to. That has my trainer, Amazing Red, going up against someone who I've beaten before and someone who holds that championship in Masha Slamovic. And it's been a couple years since me and Masha have touched, and I've been waiting to get my hands on her.
We're scheduled to be joined by Masha in about 15 minutes.
Oh yeah.
Or so. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you got time, we can get you both on here.
If I have enough time.
That'll be a busy man. I'm going to ask, do you have maybe a write-in question for Masha that we can ask her?
Do I have a question for Masha?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess how does it feel knowing that her reign is going to come to an end and that she's going to have to feel my arms around her throat squeeze once again? How does she feel knowing that that's her future?
That's a dark question. I look that forward is. To her answer on that. You're coming off a big few weeks here. So really the entire first half of 2024, I know it's not even a half, but Amazing Red, Richard Holiday at a cage match at Hammerstein, Ricky Starks, Steve Macklin. I mean, that's a hell of a run there for 2025 thus far. Like, what's your 2025 experience been like, and what stands out to you in these first, I guess, 8 weeks of the year?
Yeah, I mean, my 2025 has been stacked. It's been great though. I've come out victorious, you know, more times than not so far. You know, 2024 was a rough year for me. Towards the end of it, as you know, I was incarcerated. Someone turned their backs on me. They snitched me out. I've since been pardoned. So that part of my life is behind me. But it took 3 months away from me. So I have a lot of time to make up. You know, I don't care much for lists until you insult me, right? The year, 2 years ago, and in PWI, it was like 250 or something like that. Last year, I fell all the way to in the 400s. That's an insult. That's an insult. So I have a chip on my shoulder. 2025, January. That was the matches that you named were just January. And now we're in February, and I'm going to win the J Cup. So, you know, I'm coming out with a bang. And we'll see what the rest of the year has in store.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
For me, but yeah, Charles Mason is going to be one of the biggest names in wrestling by the end of this year.
So you mentioned earlier your background, being trained by Amazing Red. I am a native New Yorker myself, so I did see you during the start of your career over in like House of Glory and the independent scene, going all around the East Coast. So how much has like changed for you as far as like your mental and how you approach the wrestling game from like that first day with Amazing Red in the gym in Brooklyn to now?
It's nice to know that you've been following my career for some time. And you've probably seen a massive change in who yes. I am since then, right? I think I started around end of 2017, 2018, and the real shift came during the pandemic, right? I started off with my brother. His name was Alex Mason, and then we had a falling out. And then I would ask myself, why am I here? Why am I really here? And I'm here because I enjoy inflicting pain on other people. And when that switch happened, I embraced it. And I take it with me to every single match. Everything I do is to bring pain to someone else because that's what brings me joy. Even saying it right now brings me joy. There's an intensity that just flows through my body when I'm hurting somebody else. And that has elevated me. You know, that's been the thing that's taken Charles Mason to new levels, right? And I will continue to embrace that. I will continue to embrace this monster that has grown inside me. And as I said, by the end of this year, that monster is going to be everywhere.
Indeed. Where did this... I wanted to ask a follow-up because, like I said, I've watched you from the beginning to now. How like, compare, like, your original ring gear to what you wear now. How comfortable are you in that? Because I always wonder that watching you wrestle because yeah. I remember you in, like, regular wrestling gear and now seeing you in the button-down shirt, the slacks, the shoes. Like, how comfortable is that for you?
Yeah, that's you know, most people think it's uncomfortable. And they're custom suits. They're custom suits that I can move around in. You know, I can still fly around the ring. There's no limitations. When I was in gear, right, this was what something Amazing Red had taught me and tried to ingrain in me at the beginning of my career, that this is what a wrestler looks like. But I'm not a regular wrestler. I'm not your average wrestler. I'm not here for the big contracts. I have money. I don't need a contract. I don't need to look the part, you know. I wear a suit, you know. Right now I just came from the gym. So, but most of the day I'm in a suit and that's where I feel comfortable in. I think it's a bit more impressive and it's a testament to my skill to show that I can keep up with people who have, you know, trunks and tights and they need that to get around. And I'm in Chelsea boots in the ring. And I'm moving with the best of them. You know, this on Saturday I'm in the J Cup, I'm going to be with four guys who are high flyers and they run around, they jump off the ropes. And I can do all that stuff too. You know, I gave a little teaser this week, but you're going to see I can do everything they can do.
Where did this thirst for pain come from? Was this developed early or did it grow later in your life and career?
I would say it developed early in my life. You know, as a toddler, as a young man, I remember when I was about 7, 8 years old, there was a stray cat that I had saw, and he was limping around. I don't know what had happened to him, but I just felt this sudden urge to inflict a bit more pain. And that's where it started. It started with small animals. And then the more I grew, and as a teenager, I remember being in class, and someone said something to me that they shouldn't have said. And I punched this man in the face, and I never stopped. They had to rip me off, and I just couldn't stop. And, you know, it's grown over the years. It's grown, and I've, you know, been able to harness this and put it towards professional wrestling. You know, I do also in my extracurricular time, you know, unleash these urges and desires also, but that's more for me to know and less for you to know, you know. I've been able to harness this, but it's always been there. It's always been there since the beginning.
I wanted to ask, because you said earlier you've been betrayed by some of your close friends, and we mentioned that you faced Richard Holiday inside of a steel cage at the Hammerstein Ballroom. So who is part of your inner circle now? Who are your closest friends in the business coming off the heels of being betrayed by so many people?
Yeah, I mean, it's if I'm being honest, it's really hard to trust anybody anymore. In early JCW, I had Slade and Bam Sullivan as my mercenaries, and Bam didn't have the stomach for what we were doing, and he turned on me, and I had Slade take care of him, and eventually I did also. And then Parrell joined me, and I thought Parrell would be loyal to me, and he was for some time until another man with money came in, and I don't know if it was jealousy or what that drove Parrell to side with Richard. And I thought Richard was just like me, but he's not. You know, just because we come from wealth together, he did not have that beast inside him that I tried to unleash. And I really tried my best. And he showed signs of it with Hammerstone. But he's really just a selfish person. He wasn't ready to be part of like-minded people. At the moment, Slade, who is my best friend, is the only man I can trust. Slade has his own goals. Slade has certain things that he wants to do and certain people that he wants to hurt, and he's going to do his thing and I'm going to do mine. But I know that Slade will always be by my side. And if you've ever, if you follow me in House of Glory, I have a few young little minions that I'm trying to help unleash something inside of them and turn them into true cold-blooded killers. But aside from those people, I don't trust anybody else.
So there's a man that you took out last year. His name is Jordan Oliver. He's still sidelined. I don't know when he's supposed to be back, but are you got a lot of ops. You got a lot of enemies. Is Jordan Oliver a guy that you're watching your back from? And, you know, you lost the match, but I was there. I was in Toronto. You lost the match. Afterwards, you completely destroyed his knee. You even said you knew it right off the bat. You said, pretty sure I just, you know, tore your ACL. Good luck. Good luck recovering. Are you worried about Jordan Oliver and his return? And like, I don't want to ask what goes through your mind when that, because I'm pretty sure you've already answered that. But you knew very quickly that you tore this man's ACL.
Yeah. Not only did I tear his ACL, I tore his meniscus as well. I'm not worried about Jordan Oliver. Jordan Oliver should be worried if he's ever going to properly walk again, let alone wrestle. You know, Jordan Oliver made the mistake of publicly saying what his ailments were, what was wrong with him, what was hurting him. And like a shark in blood-infested water, I'm going to attack. And I'm going to smell blood in the water, and I'm going to feast. And that's what I did. And when I was wrenching that knee back, that leg back, I heard a pop. I heard a pop that I've heard before, but this one was a little different. A little different, and I don't think we're going to be seeing Jordan anytime soon.
I'm sad to hear that. I'm sad to hear that. But I do appreciate how much you admire your own work and your lust for pain. So I wanted to ask you, because like I said, I'm a very native New Yorker. I was following like the independent scene in the New York East Coast area through like the late 2010s into the 2020s before the pandemic. And I think there's two people who are like the best heels, the best evil people, the best dastardly people in pro wrestling on the indie scene. And it's you and there's Darius Carter.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people out there who might believe that Darius is the most evil person on the New York independent scene, what makes you different and that much more the personification of evil compared to Darius?
You know, I have quite a bit of respect for Darius and what he does and admire his work a bit. And what, you know, the way he can manipulate joints and make people submit. You know, I like to see that. But the difference between myself and Darius is Darius has surrounded himself with mediocrity for far too long. You know, Darius has been doing this a lot longer than I have. And some would say I've surpassed him already. Darius is, he's like I said, he's talented and he has the tools, right? But he, I don't think, has fully embraced that lust for pain. And I think he's kind of losing his thirst for it. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but me and Darius are supposed to face off in July at the Mecca. And I think I can, you know, reignite that lust for him and bring that thirst back for him. And but we're going to see who's a bit more evil, as you say, who's willing to go the lengths that they're willing to go.
So we play a game on this show, and I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. We typically play a game called Partner Promo Punch in the Face. I give you three names. You pick one to partner with, you pick one to promo with, you pick one to punch in the face. That doesn't seem as fun for someone like you. So I'm going to switch it up and we're going to go, you'll see where I'm going with this, but murder and team up with.
Okay.
I like that. I know you should go murder, injure, team up with.
Well, okay. Well, when I give you the names, you'll explain why. All I'm right. Going with these. So I got two kind of versions of this. The first one is a non-wrestling version. I'm going to go Patrick Bateman, Hannibal Lecter, and Dexter Morgan. Okay. Murder and team up with.
I'm murdering Dexter. And then I'm teaming up with Hannibal Lecter and murdering Patrick Bateman.
That's a
smart move.
Yeah, I think Hannibal Lecter is the most intelligent of them all, and that's someone I want by my side. Patrick Bateman is a bit what's the word I'm looking for? He's kind of on edge all the time, and then, you know, doesn't really think through his actions. And then Dexter kind of has a bit of a good heart sometimes, and I don't have any room for that. And maybe we and Hannibal Lecter can share meals together. It'd be nice and lovely.
All right, now I'm going to give you three wrestling names, and I'm going to make it to where I try not to add any of your people you're kind of close with or you've been close with. I'm going to give you three names that I don't feel like you like too much, but it's still the same game. We'll go injure. You know, we don't want to condone murdering other wrestlers I advocate for that all the time. Yeah, fair. Okay, however you want to frame it. But Masha Slamovich, Jordan Oliver, and Ricky Starks.
Okay, and this is, we're doing murder team and what else?
Still murder. Yeah, murder two of them.
Team murder.
Yeah.
All right. let's see. I'm gonna say I'm murdering Jordan Oliver for sure, right? You guys miss him. A lot of people miss him. Let's put him out of his misery. Let's just take away all hope. Jordan's dead. And then between Ricky and Masha, I think I'm gonna kill Ricky. I'm gonna kill Ricky. As much as I look forward to taking the JCW title away from Masha, and I've shared a ring with Masha, to me, Masha is one of the most ruthless wrestlers out there right now, especially ones that I've shared a ring with. And she's one of the few people that I enjoy watching. She's another person who likes to choke people out. And you ever see the face she makes when she's doing it? She might not have outright said it, right? But she's just like me. There's something that's happening when she's choking people out. There's her blood is rushing. There's something going on. And I think that me and her together would create a lot of havoc for people. We'd do some murders together. Who knows?
I mean, you've seen her when she's causing pain with Killer Kelly. It does feel a certain way to some people.
Yeah, yeah. She looks a bit excited.
Charles, thank you for joining us today. I'd wish you good luck this weekend, but I feel like your opponents need it more than you. So good luck to your opponents this weekend. Let everybody know what you got coming up and where they can find you at.
Yeah, I mean, I have the J Cup coming up. House of Glory, March 15th. We have Mercedes Moné will be in the house, and as well as Danhausen. I'm not sure if I'll be there. We'll see. But go check that out. And then on Instagram, I think my handle is like charles.mason. I don't even know what it is, honestly. But it's Charles Mason on Twitter and on Instagram. So follow me there.
Go. Thank you, Charles. We appreciate it. Everybody can watch the J Cup this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It is on Triller Plus. So sign up Triller Plus. You can watch it. You can watch Charles murder four other men and then murder. I don't know if you know this, Joey Janela. If you face him in the next round, I'm sorry to Joey. I'm gonna kind of snitch on him here. He's got a ruptured bicep. Yeah. So if you see him in the next round,
he's made that quite public and like.
Yeah, Joey has put that out there. I'm not saying anything that's not known.
Yeah, I told him if it's me and him in the next round, I'm gonna rip the muscle right off the bone.
See, Charles has already put it out there, so I'm not giving him any information he doesn't know.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get Charles on my good side here. You see this man? I don't want him against me.
That's fair. I'll find
him. He knows I'm a New Yorker, so I think I'm good.
You told me where you're from, so it's gonna be easy to find you. You have a little green screen background. I'm gonna find where you told me you were at the Toronto show. I'll hunt you down.
Oh, well, I'm not going to be in Toronto too often. No, this is why I need you on my side, Charles. I got other wrestlers against me. Cole Radrick, he's against me. Can you murder him, please?
I will. Like, I will. He hates me. He hates my guts.
I don't like him. So
yeah. Well, so we'll find pleasure in
Go
Cole out.
I advocate for murder all the time on this show, Charles.
We need more of that. We need more murder.
See? I'm saying. Me and Charles are alike. I think we can team.
No, we're not alike.
Okay,
stay in your place.
Sorry.
Understand? We're not alike.
We think alike, maybe? All right.
Well, enjoy speaking with Masha. Ask her those questions. Ask her what it's going to feel like to lose to me. And on Saturday, Charles Mason's going to kill them all.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
Enjoy your weekend. Right. Sorry to your opponents.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.